Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinkney to Pinkney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinkney. I'm here today to protect your children. My mission is to protect women and children against all, against the oppressor. One thing I hate more than anything else is a sambo. A sambo is a person who has been robbed of themselves. White folks, like here in Benton Harbor, like World Food Corporation, will trot out person to neutralize others. He will be a buck dancer, buck kissing, slime ball. And you ignore them because they always talking about white folks. You see, and they know that white folks don't care nothing about black people. You know, and you can find black people who will kiss up to white folks, really because they don't have the wisdom, the knowledge, standing of themselves. That's the only reason. Because you got to remember, and this is very, very important, all the hell that black people have been through, and you have an opportunity not only to help your brother and sister, but your children. And you refuse to help them, you join the oppressor in oppressing the people. You lie, you cheat, you steal from the community. You will go beyond the call of duty, beyond the call of duty, to help destroy your very own children. Because that's what you're doing. You're destroying your children. You know, and to me, there's nothing worse in the whole wide world. You have to respect the black woman. We're a little rough around the edges. Women are a little rough around our black women. They are. They're a little rough around the edges. I'll give them that. They are. But we still have to deal with the women and our children. That's our foundation, you know. And here's the truth. A man dies when he refused to stand up for his woman. A man dies when he refused to stand up for that which is right. A man dies when he refused to stand up for his children, because that's the foundation. A man dies when he refused to stand up for justice. That's why we don't have justice today. You see? And I'm a perfect example of that. Who in their right mind who will go by the Constitution of the United States of America? They claim that the Second Amendment, that's part of the Constitution. But also, you have a right to not to be put in jail when there's no such charge. They're telling people right now, black people, only black people, not white people, black people can be sent to prison with no charge. And not one single black person in the city of Benton Harbor stood up and said, that's not right. But they're going to have to answer for that. See, the truth don't need no help. You see, the truth, I don't care how you label it, the truth can stand alone. And a lie has to lie down and go to sleep. That's what we're dealing with as black people. You see, these folks hate our guts. Not all of them. But if they're part of that system, you can fire a person inside this system and put another white person or black person in, and it'll work the same way. It'll work the same way because it's the system. It's the system that's the problem, you see. The people are there. They want to please the master. That's what they want to do. See, a man dies when he refuses to stand for the truth. He refused to stand for which is true. You don't have to go out here and read these newspapers. This news is ridiculous. It's brainwashing. TV, brainwashing. That's what they're doing right now to us. And we don't see it. We don't want to see it. We don't want to see these people continually doing the same thing over and over and again. How do you sit back and sleep at night knowing you have done nothing to help? How do you do that? How do you do that? But I do want to say this. I want to thank everybody who voted for the Sambo Super Bowl. We came out winners. We had over 31,000 people to vote for our samples. I told everybody, nobody is going to out-sample my sample. They was made, produced, and labeled by Whirlpool Corporation. You're not going to do it. I'll put these samples up against Clarence Thomas, Tim Scott. What's that Robinson guy from South Carolina? I will put my samples up again, and my sample will slaughter them. These are real professional samples that I'm dealing with. You know, and you're not going to defeat the feet of my leather seats. Ain't nobody going to, even white people will vote for her for the sample of the year. I mean, it was almost unheard of. And then you got the mayor. The mayor of all samples in the whole United States, this guy Muhammad. And let me say this. I'm very, very disappointed in the Nation of Islam. Very disappointed. I always looked at them. I grew up around them. And I always looked at them as fighters. That is no more. I remember when Jesse Jackson, this summit, and Minister Louis Farrakhan called him out, actually called him a sellout in front of everybody. And that really, really, really got my attention. But now he has a sellout in his camp, and he won't call him out. Matter of fact, they even wrote an article about him in the final call, you see. A true sellout. He's a real sellout. He's the type of guy that likes white folks to pat him on the back of his head. And that's why I knew that nobody was going to beat my family. When you have a march with my heart, you know, and this is important, you see. I like his wife, you see. But I don't like what he do to her, you see. He disrespect her on every level. You see, and here's the thing that's important. This is real important. You know, she came to City Hall to word that she was a single parent. She had been married to him. She had six kids by him. And she said she was a single parent in front of everybody that lived in it. And see, a lot of people didn't catch on to that. But she was crying for help. Help me, somebody. Somebody help me. I'm on my last leg. I don't know what to do. Because this scumbag of a husband is driving me nuts. This scumbag of a husband is driving me nuts. Somebody stop this Sambo. That's what she was saying. She said, stop him. He said, Minister Louis Farrakhan is not stopping him. Nobody's going to stop him because they really think, because Minister Farrakhan told him to run for mayor, and he really didn't know, or did he know? Did he know? That's the question. But anyway, I have decided to separate myself from them. You see, I would never, ever, ever be involved with them ever again. Because until they correct the problem here with that sample, if they never correct that problem, I'll never be involved with it. That's me. See, it's all about the people. It's all about our women and children. He knew that his wife was out here crying for help, and he did nothing. He supposed to have father a child with a little 18-year-old girl, and he had four children older than 18. I don't know. And really don't care, you see. But he definitely got the title, Marcus Muhammad, as the mayor of all scumbags, the mayor of all scumbags in the whole United States of America. Fortunate, but it's the truth. Everybody can handle the truth. In this case, this is one case that has. And then we have the only mother and son combination. We have my leather seats, and we have the Wayne seats. So Dwayne Seat is really a low-life scumbag. He's a low-life, disgusting scumbag, you know. And what he has done is almost, but we let him get away with it. See, this is the thing. I remember if that boy would have did some of that stuff, he was living in Chicago, they would find him face down in the alley. That's right. They would. And that don't mean that I know people here, they are not, see, they'll get black folks, but they ain't gonna attack no white person here. You see, that's the difference between around the rest of the country. Black people is not going to, they so intimidated by white folks, they don't even know which way is up. It's shameful and it's disgraceful. But I tell you this, we have to do what we need. This is why all the different races of people attack us. I think I talked about this before about the Chinese. The Chinese has racist money. I know what you said. You said what? Yeah, the Chinese got racist money. They would never spend a dollar in the black community that I know. They would never do it. They'll tell you. We spend no money here. Spend money only with our people. They'll say it. They'll say it and mean it. We will not spend a dime with you folks. But we will accept your dollars. We'll accept your dollars, but our dollars will never touch your hand. Only dollars you will receive is your dollars. This is how they think. The Japanese, same way. You would never see a Japanese or Jap or whatever you want to call them, a Jap in a black community shopping at a grocery store. You'll never see it. And then let me say this. These Arabs, these Indians, ghetto tax. This is what these Arabs and Indians do. They go to Walmart early in the morning, purchase goods, come back to the store and raise the price and sell it to you idiots. That's what they do. They go to Walmart early in the morning. They be coming out there with 3 and 4 shopping carts full of food. They take it to their store, change the price label on it, and sell it to black folks. And not only that, they cheat black people. They disrespect black folks. And we say nothing. But if I step on your shoes, you ready to kill me. You ready to kill me. and you walk around here with a size 22 shoe up your butt, stuck, and won't say a mumbling word. You walking around here right now with a size 22 shoe stuck up your butt, and you won't say a mumbling word. We're in trouble. In trouble. And here's something you need to know. Now, you hear a lot about black folks killing black folks in the community. But white folks kill more white folks than they do, than black folks kill black folks. They don't want you to know that. They just don't put it on the news. Because the news is one-sided. It is designed for the world to hate black people. You folks are hate black people. That's what you're supposed to do. Hate them. And then, look, if a white person sneezes, he's on TV getting an award. Don't let him work at a food bank giving out that bad food. He's on TV getting an award. Everything they do, they give them an award for. So to make them look like good people, and black people is bad people. But it's not true. The black people are the good people. You see? See, the only one thing, I got one problem. We are in survival mode. We're not in living mode, you see. We have survived for over 450 years. We have not been living. We have been surviving. We have been surviving. That's it. When I say surviving, I mean exactly that. We have been surviving. That's right. Surviving and surviving only. You know. But we have to get better ourselves. I wish that we had our own school. I wish we had our own teachers. I wish we had our own grocery stores. I wish we had our own medical centers, clothing stores, shopping malls. I wish we had that. That way we could keep the dollar circulating in our community. And let me say about these athletes. They tell these athletes, do not go back and reinvest in your community. Because you're going to lose money. You're going to end up broke. That's the biggest lie that ever been perpetrated. I told you they're nothing but liars. That's what they do. They lie. They lie. But black people believe they lie. You know? That's unfortunate. And let me say this about Fannie Willis. What she did, wasn't really wrong what she did. You see? She went with the guy, but they made it wrong. There's guys inside every law firm going with each other, different law firms going up against each other all over the country. But they had to dirty her up because she's black. Everything black people do, they come after you because you don't have no help. They get black people to work against you. Like this guy, Wade, business partner, he's going to send a text to Trump lawyer for no reason, no pay, nothing. But he almost lost his license. See, God don't like ugly. He almost lost his life. Then the girl, Willis, friend, postman friend, going to contact Trump people and tell them, but nobody really believe her. I know they didn't believe her. You have to be almost stupid to believe her, you know. But that's not important. This is what we do. You know, we try to hurt each other so much that we'll do anything to hurt each other. We'll go beyond the call of duty to hurt each other. You see? And they counting on that. And don't let them give us a few dollars. Woo-wee. We got this guy named Trent Bowen here. He's on the school board. He ain't got no business. He's a Sambo. He don't have no business being on nobody's school board. Him and this guy, Ronaldo Tripp, two of them. Ronaldo, he's a former cheerleader for the high school. And talking, he's good for the school. Well, girl, go somewhere and sit your butt down. These are two scumbags. This guy voted no. Both of them voted no. Not to replace the boiler 2 years ago. And the children has been in, been wearing a hat, coat, shoes, boots, gloves to school every day since in the wintertime. And not one single parent said a mumbling word. Not one. And they actually thought they was doing something because they didn't have any children inside the school system. And you black folks running around here accepting that myth. If you go out and vote for Trinborn and Ronaldo Triffitt, that's on you. You going to hell with them. Hell will be your home. And I can't put nobody in heaven. I can't put nobody in hell. But I know if you're not doing right, there is a special place for you. There is. So when you speak of Trinborn, when you speak of Ronaldo Triffitt, two scumbags who don't love our children, and you go out and vote for them, you in the same boat. Even if their families went out and voted for them, they're in the same boat. Why are we in this compromising position today? We're in this position today because some of us need to go out here and do better. We need to change the way we do business. We need to change our language, you know. I have to call people out. I got to do it. Ain't nobody else going to do it. You can't find a single black person in the city of Benton Harbor willing to call a spade. You're not going to do it. It's not going to happen. And that's why things are like they are. Oh, Whirlpool is about to go under. Oh, yeah. God is getting ready to do some big things there. They getting rid of half their staff right now. Half. All the evil and wickedness they have done. All the evil and wickedness that Whirlpool has done is coming. It's coming right now. They're laying off people by the grove every Friday, laying off 400-500 people. This, you know, this company is going under. You know, it's going under. They got a $50 million tax break, a $50 million tax break from Benton Harbor, and Benton Harbor $5 million in the red. Now, what kind of mess is that? The golf course is gone. They're getting ready to get rid of the golf course. They can't afford it. You see, that's why putting pressure on these corporations is so important. We did what we had to do. Golf Digest wrote an article about Whirlpool, Benton Harbor, and the Benton Harbor Water Council, and also Banco. They wrote an article. They said they are going to be there whether they like it or not. We're going to pressure them slam balls. We're going to make it happen. I'm going to move on and bring my first guest in. I'm hoping people around the country, let me say this. We now have 15 radio stations who's going to play this between now and next Saturday. 15 radio stations across the country. That's right, 15. And they're all going to participate in the Sambo Super Bowl next February. That's a blessing. That's how you organize. That's how you get things done. We won the $3,000. We won that. Next year is going to be more. I want to have 20 cities putting up $600. And winner take all. No second place. Winner take all. That's what I want. And we don't have to win. Like I told them, it's just we won just by having this. And all these different cities now want to be part of it. We won this. We are the real winners. Benton Harbor, Sambos are the real winners here. They're the winners. Or you call them losers, whatever you want to call them. But I tell you this right now, nobody is going to out-sample my sample. They're not going to do it. you know, and, you know, the Nation of Islam, y'all know how much I love them. I love Mr. Louis Farrakhan. But I'm going to have to separate myself from them. I will not hang out with anybody who can be classified as a symbol and know somebody's a symbol and allow them to do this to our people. And on that note, I'm going to bring in my good friend from beautiful, sunny Los Angeles. And look, I know what y'all think, but we able to do anything that we put our mind to. Black folks, we should have enough of this crazy stuff. We got to build for the future of our children. We got to protect our women. We got to get out here and do the right thing. Let's start educating our own children. Let's start at doing that right now. Can we do that? Can we do that? Can we do that? And on that note, let me bring in my good friend, Malak. Talk to me.
Shalom, Pastor Pinckney. You got Elder Jerome on the phone, too.
Hey, shalom, Jerome. Pastor Pinckney. How you doing?
What's up with you brothers?
Oh, we good, man. We blessed out here.
I tell you, man, it's going down. Oh, man, how you say we get rocking and rolling and rolling and rocking, trying to make it happen. They don't understand that,
right.
Though, do they?
No.
They don't understand
don't.
That.
No.
Yeah. When I say they don't understand, I mean exactly that, too. They don't understand that. They matter of fact, that's the far thing from their ears. But I since y'all, you haven't been on lately, but we are the winner of the Sambo Super Bowl. And look, we beat Houston, and Houston won a rematch. So I told him that next year, you know, they'll be ready for us next year. You know, they got almost 2 million people in Houston. And he's going to be ready. He wasn't mad. He just said that he wasn't prepared. And then he said, well, we were playing stuff that you were saying, and I think that's why people voted for you and voted for your Sambo. I said, I told him, ain't nobody going to out-Sambo my Sambos. Ain't nobody.
That's right.
I told him. You know, he laughed. Every time I tell him, ain't nobody going to out-Sambo my, I say, Clarence Thomas, Tim Scott, that guy Robinson from South Carolina. I said, they can't out-sample my samples. My samples are trained by Whirlpool Corporation and got Whirlpool label on the back of their neck. But I tell you, man, I really had a good time with that, you know. It wore me out. Mm-hmm. I got to say that. Every day, you got to send this. All your votes in, you got to send it to Milwaukee. Milwaukee got to send it out to everybody. Oh, it was a gas, you know. But I learned something behind that. I learned that, you know, we can do whatever we want to do. We can organize. You know, if you have the right tools, you can organize. And that's what we've been doing. But listen, I know you're tired of hearing me talk. Let my brothers talk. Talk to me, Hebrews. Talk to me.
Well, you about to go.
Y'all can start. Y'all can start anywhere y'all want.
You go ahead.
You were saying some real interesting stuff, man. I was rocking with you on a lot of stuff that you were saying. You know, you said that our people are dying, right? When we do certain things to each other, that's what our lesson was about yesterday. Like, it matters, right? Everything matters what we do, right? And this is what we're not understanding, and this is what Pastor Pinckney was bringing out, is that all the other nations are together. They one, right? And we don't look at ourselves as being one, right? But it matters if we sitting up here rapping and singing things that's destroying our people. It matters. It matters if we got drug dealers out here killing our people and selling poison to destroy our generations to come. It matters if somebody is out here killing us in the streets. All of this stuff matters. It even matters if you don't even care about your own people. That matters. Yep. If you don't care about the generation that got to come after us, then we not going to pass down the torch for them to be able to have something good, right? It matters that you don't care about that. right?
Yeah.
So us as leaders of this nation, right, standing up, you know, speaking out, and it's not that many of us that's going to speak out against wickedness and evil and stand for your people so they can rise, right? This is all, everything that we're talking about is our people rising up, right? And especially mm-hmm. when we come on this radio show, we're talking about a real rise of the real information of who you truly are, what they took from you on them slave ships. They
yeah,
didn't want you
yeah.
to know that you was one of the children of Israel. They didn't want you to know that you got the same blood running through your veins as Christ himself, right? They didn't want
right.
you to know that you have the ability to be able to call on God and he can send down fire from the sky. They don't want you to know all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is why they're trying to destroy our minds. They're trying to destroy our people. They're trying to destroy our DNA. They coming with everything that they got. We in full war right now, and our people don't even know it.
No, they don't know it. And you know what? That is so, so important, what you just said, because we don't know it. We, you know, and here's my thing. You know, we have to deal with this system. See, it's the system. See, somebody can die that they have plugged into this system tomorrow. Let's say a black person, a sellout. Let's say a Sambo. If this Sambo die tomorrow, they'll find another black person and plug him in, and he'll do the same identical thing that they want done. Hurt black people.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's that. See, the best example, when Hightower, we had Mayor Hightower, he was horrible. I mean, I think you met him. Oh, you know about him because he was the mayor when you came down here. And then then you met Marcus. See, we thought that Marcus would be better. But see, the only reason I thought that he would be better is that I thought that Minister Louis Farrakhan would watch over him and make sure he do the right thing. But unfortunately, Minister Louis Farrakhan has allowed this guy to do whatever he want to do and think it's okay. He's worse than Hightower could ever be. This guy's horrible. Taking credit for work he know he haven't done. And Minister Louis Farrakhan has not said a mumbling word. I'm very disappointed in that. I'm very disappointed in that. But we have to make sure that we fight. Look, my fight is for real. I've made a supreme sacrifice several times to help my people. Whether they like it or not, hey, it's still going down. And I ain't taking no prisoners because I can't afford to feed them because it's going down. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you also was talking about them Muslims, right? And,
yeah.
You know, we love our Muslim brothers, man, you know, but, you know, they
I love them, too.
I love my
Muslim brothers.
And they not taking a stand as a nationality, right? That's where they messed up at. And they not really using the Bible as a main source of the information that they getting from the Most High. They trying to use the Quran when the Quran was made from the Bible. These are facts, right?
Yeah.
The problem that I'm having with the Nation of Islam is they actually made a deal with the Scientology churches to bring our people. They got all the Scientology churches in the hood. And they sit up there teaching them that they supposed to worship these aliens coming down from space. I couldn't even believe it when I was reading about what Scientology was really about. We actually got so in outrage, we walked into a Scientology church. It probably was, Elder, how many was it? We walked in, we was probably like, what, 20 deep?
About 20, yeah.
We went in 20 deep. I walked up, got the mic, and we hit the whole church up. Because they was trying to coerce all of the, they was trying to bring Crips and Bloods together. But they was doing it in the Scientology church to try to convert them over to believing in that instead of the Most High. So we come in and we hit them up. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, come on, man. They gave you millions of dollars so you can have your men stand outside and guard this fake religion in the midst of our community. We already got too many other things that we're trying to get the people off of, and you're going to bring this in that they don't even believe in the Most High no more? They're going to be believing in some aliens from space? Come on, man.
So let me get that straight.
Yeah.
You saying that Scientology believe in somebody from outer space is the Most High?
Yes. So it's like some outer space creature things that they believe in, and but it's kind of like a spinoff of the Secret. I don't know if you ever heard Oprah Winfrey talking about The Secret. When they
I know that she said there's another way of getting to heaven. I may not follow the Bible, but there's another way of getting to heaven. If you know, that ain't the only way to get to heaven. I can testify that because I got $3 billion now.
Yeah, it's like the law of attraction, and then it's also talking about like you know like believing in something else besides the Most High, right? Like if you put all your energy into a rock, or you say I want to pray to the universe, I want to pray to a tree or whatever, you will get your whatever you want faster than praying to the Most High. You know what I'm saying? So it's some real, real demonic and real slick way of getting people not to believe in the Most High. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So
yeah,
don't they put you
on a trance or something?
I ain't got that deep in it, but a lot of our celebrities is in it though. A lot.
Right. I know. Wasn't that Will Smith? What's the other guy named? Mission Impossible. That guy. I know them guys are in it. They give a lot of money to the Scientology.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where they came, where they put you on a trance or something. And make you believe these aliens is the Most High.
Exactly. They created the earth and man and all that. Like, man, it's like, come on, man. And that's where I think when I seen the Muslims do that, because I'm going to speak out against it. I'm not afraid to speak against wickedness, and that's wickedness on a whole nother level. And he dropped the ball doing that. Really?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
It ain't enough money. They couldn't offer me enough money for me to sponsor something like that to my people in my neighborhood.
Do you know how many people probably came to because of Minister Louis Farrakhan was standing up for it?
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, because the people have a lot of respect for the Nation of Islam, and then you're gonna push that like it's good. People walking right in the door saying, I want to learn it just because Louis Farrakhan said it was good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Man, come on, dude. I was going off on him. And you know, me and him was supposed to actually have a meeting through you. Remember that time?
Yeah, we were supposed to sit down
and have that little meeting?
Yeah.
And I would love to sit down and have that meeting with him because I got to see, is you really rocking with us? If you really rocking with us, it's certain things that we just got to put on the table. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
If you really rocking with us, why is this happening and why is that happening? Why, you know, we got to talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you on the front line trying to get million man marches and all that, you trying to get a million man march to lead us where? Where you trying to lead us? That's what we got to know.
Right. Hey, look, it's not a pretty situation. I'm going to tell you just like it is. But you know, the thing is, once we have the ear of the people, reason unknown, we kind of flip on the people. And, I mean, it's no coincidence. It's, you know, that Scientology, that mess came into play. You know, see, I tell you this much. I do everything in my power to keep from not being classified as a sellout. You know, that means a lot to me. That means so much to me that when I walk down the street, the first thing they say, he's not going to take a bribe. He's not going to do this for money. He's going to do it because it's the right thing to do. That's wrong. And I don't care if you don't like it. You don't have to like me. I'm not trying to win no popularity contest. You know, I'm not trying to win no contest with you. I'm trying to free my people. I'm trying to make sure that they, you know, my people can run fast. But wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that has been chasing them for years and just haven't caught them.
Yeah. I mean, I look at it like this. You know, when we got real, real leaders and they way up there like that, the government or the system is going to go against you. It seems like the system that we have with them, they with them. Like, how are they with you? And you're supposed to be the man. You're supposed to be the man. They got a whole army behind you that can walk up into the White House and do whatever they want to do, right? But then you got Pastor Pinckney. He fighting. He ain't. You ain't on a big upscale where he at. But just your impact that you're doing right now, they trying to put you in jail. They trying to stop you. The impact that I got right now, we got people, them trying to infiltrate us right now, trying to get us to do stuff that we ain't supposed to do so we can get caught up. You know what I'm saying? So they already know who the powerful people really truly are. So why they not coming against you like that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why you the good man? Like, y'all don't even matter no more. You know what I'm saying? They don't care about no Muslims. They got their minds on these Hebrew Israelites right now. We the biggest threat on the earth because we telling them that these other Jewish people is not the people, right? And they got a lot to lose.
Absolutely.
They got a lot to lose if that come all the way out. You know what I mean?
If the truth come out that they're not true, that they're not true Israelites, and that the people of color is the true Israelite, they don't want people to have that information. See, people hate black people for no reason, only because of them being black and being Hebrew. They know that we are the original.
That's right.
See, when we understand that what oneness really is, right? Because this was the Most High trying to get us to understand oneness. Like, it ain't like individual, being an individual. It's talking about being one in a movement together, being one in love with each other, being one with that can forgive each other. We do something wrong to each other. This is where the real power from the Most High is going to be bestowed upon us when we understand that. He want us to move together as one, right? As soon as we start doing that, he's just going to start dropping all the powers down upon you. You're going to be Superman and Wonder Woman and all of that. But he can't do it until we truly understand who we are, right? If you don't know who you are, he drop all of that on you. You're going to be using it for wickedness. He wants you to use it for righteousness, right? So he's trying to get us to elevate our minds. He said, our people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because they reject knowledge. So it's not because the knowledge ain't here. It's because you keep rejecting it over and over and over again. Our people just don't want to study. You don't want to study at all, right? People still going to church on Sunday and can't even find where that is in the Bible. Where did the Most High say go to church on Sunday? It is impossible to find that.
Even with the cell phone where you can look stuff up and do things, most people don't even read anyway. You know, I try to read every morning at least once. Sometimes I forget, but I'm moving. When I'm moving so fast, and that, you know, but I try to still every day I try to do something, you know. And I think that you should do something, you know, because, look, life is short, you know. Like, your number could be called tomorrow, you know.
Let me throw this back out there on that Sunday, because I know we got a lot of people that's listening and go to church on Sunday. So the reason why I say that is because the Bible say keep the Sabbath day holy, right? This is part of the Ten Commandments. And keeping the Sabbath day holy means seventh day. What day is the seventh day of the week? Look at your calendars right now. It's going to be Saturday, not Sunday. Why did we start going to church on Sundays, right? We start going to church on Sundays because Constantine changed the Sabbath day to the first day of the week. This is like knowledge that you can look up for yourself. Just type in, go on Google, say, who changed the Sabbath day, right? Boom, Constantine going to pop right up, and he made us go to church on Sunday on the first day of the week and not the seventh day of the week. And all this time from Constantine being alive and doing that one rule, people still doing it to this day because they don't want to study. You got to do it the way the Most High wants you to do it, not the way they following tradition, right? You following tradition, but you're not following what the Most High said do.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we do ain't always good. You know what I'm saying? And so we actually killing ourselves doing this. You know what I'm saying? We destroying our spirits, our minds, our powers, our understanding, our will with that we have with the Most High. Everything is being destroyed because you don't want to be in alignment with the Most High, the God of all gods. You got to get in alignment with him.
Absolutely.
And this is what he's calling all of us to do.
There you go. And listen,
everything matters.
I was reading Numbers this morning, the 16th chapter, where God said he was going to kill some folks. You know, people who are disobedient, people who do what they want to do rather than do what God wants you to do. And we got the same thing going on today that we had back in them days. People do not want to do what God wants you to do. They want to do what they want to do. And that's the main problem now. That's what's wrong with black folks. You know, we want to do what we want to do. We don't want to do what the Bible says for us to do. But God, in them days, God killed some folks. He said, this is a God, he's a loving God, but hey, you got to stay on track. Because he wants everybody to end up in heaven.
Hey, Pastor Pinkney, everything on earth got commandments. Every living thing got a commandment, right? And we the only people on the earth, I'm going to say this again, we're the only people on the earth that he gave the commandments to. And with us being out of line, we knocked the whole world off course.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
got
man.
Commandments. Roaches got commandments. The sun got commandments. The moon got commandments. The wind got commandments. Trees got commandments. Everything that you look at got commandments, and we the only one that rebelled against the Most High God.
Wow.
And that's why we in the situation we in right now, because we don't want to get in line with him. You know what I mean? And this is, and I was preaching on this yesterday, because this is like this generation that we in right now is the most important generation in history, because this is the shift of us getting back in alignment with him so the kingdom can come. The kingdom, though, it can't come unless we all, it's a certain amount of people that the Most High is looking for to build a nation, right? And if we don't get a number of people in the same wavelength, he can't make the kingdom come yet.
Mm.
I mean, people still thinking that when Christ come back, he's going to be white with blue eyes with his feet out trying to hug and kiss everybody.
Yeah.
Well, he's really a black man with an afro with red eyes, and he's going to be killing everybody that don't believe.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
There you go.
So he want everybody to be aware of who he really is. If we see a black man get out coming out the sky, people are gonna be running.
God ain't black. I don't know what you talking about. I don't know who that man is. That ain't no God. That ain't no Jesus. That ain't no, man. I'm out of here. God white.
Exactly. The white
you know,
will come out the sky. And he
look, the white man
Texas,
told
you know,
me he was white.
Running on me.
Nah. Wow, unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm going to let you get some in, Jerome.
Jerome, yeah, let Jerome yeah, hit us up real quick. Go and take care of it, Jerome. Take us to a whole new level.
So all I know is that they did a good job, you know, when they stole our identity, stole our God, stole our bodies, stole our labor, stole our minds. They did a real good job. And we still trying to come back from that. And every time there's somebody who rises up with some kind of a consciousness, they strike them down. We've had Sambo since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, you know, we get to a place where some truth can start coming out, they strike them down. And so, but I do believe that, and I believe in the scriptures, and they tell us that all this stuff that's going on, everything they've thrown at us, is not going to work. And we're starting to see that now. The people that are, you know, it's good to march and it's good to do all that, and you know, but that's over. It ain't that no more. It's becoming aware of who you are. That's the only thing that's going to bring us back. You're talking about spending money among ourselves, cooperating among ourselves. That's the only thing that's going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's too many, well, you call them sambos, and that's what they are. But it's too many of them working against us, you know, for all that marching stuff and all that trying to get the government to do it for us. All that stuff ain't going to work no more. We got to come back to the Most High. That's the only answer that's left for us. We have no allies. You know, we have no more allies in this world.
No.
And so that's what we have to do. We have to go back to the Most High. That's the only thing that's going to do it.
Hey, how do you feel about spending your money with these Indians and Arabs and Chinese and Japanese and, you know, and knowing that they're not going to spend no money with us?
Well, I don't like it. I wish there was a store owned and run by black folks where I could get everything I needed.
Yeah, but that's the plan. The plan is not to let black people own anything, because that'll keep the dollars in the community.
Yeah.
The reason why they able to own all these things is because they get money from the government when they get over here. When they come over here, they start off with something in their hand. Like the Monopoly game. You know, they get $200 to go around.
Yeah.
That's like
yep.
$200,000. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
They don't get none of that.
No, man, they be trying to take from us. They got a plan.
English and got money.
Yeah, there you go. But we got to get better ourselves. We can't depend on nobody else. We got to get ourselves better organized and ready to move forward and put everything towards make sure that we're building for the future of our children, that next generation. I think that's where we drop the ball.
Yeah, $100 can fund. $100 a month can fund 10 different, no, I'm going to say 20 different businesses. We put $10 on each 20 of one of them businesses, and you had, let's just say you had 1,000 people doing it.
Yeah.
That'll be 20 businesses making what? Now, let me get my calculator out. I can't think right now. So that'll be, what is that, Elder? What did I say again?
What was the numbers? Give me the numbers again.
I said let's say 5,000 people.
Yeah.
Putting in $10.
That's $50,000. No, that's 5,000. Give me that again. I'm not using the computer here.
Yeah, you're right. It's $50,000. So it'd be $50,000 to 20 different businesses. And that'd be 5,000 people just putting in $100 going to 20 different businesses. So each one of them businesses is now funded $50,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just imagine if we organize this thing right, man. Man, these businesses is out here, man, they'll get, because what it is they supposed to get funded, and then after a certain amount of time, they supposed to bless the people who bless them. You know what I'm saying? So just imagine if your business is prosperous, and then you turn around and then you say, okay, now I want to bless the people who bless me. You know what I'm saying? Man, we'll be unstoppable, man.
Yeah. I had to say, there you go. But look, my Hebrew brothers, one of the things that we got to get into our community, we got to make sure that we're telling our community, our members, that we can do this. We can put them in a position where they have to give loans, you know, and they can't say no. I remember when I went to my bank. I've been at this bank for about, I don't know, maybe about 20 years. And I went to and had a credit score over 800. And they told me that they couldn't give me a loan. I said, oh, yes, you can, you know. And then after they kind of like approved, I rejected it. I didn't want the loan because I didn't really want to do business with them because of that. Maybe I was wrong, you know, but I just said, I don't want to do business with y'all like this. You know, that's how you feel, you know. And they came up with a logical explanation and said, well, we'll move on. Yes, we will move on because I don't take crap off of you devils. I don't take crap off of you. I don't care what it is. I'm not taking crap off of you. You know, if something I want, I'm going to get. And it's going to be for the community. It ain't going to be for Reverend Pinkney because I don't need nothing. And then now all I need is, we have enough resources to eat, pay our bills, and move on and go places when we need to go. We have our resources for that. So my big concern is my community. I'm concerned about them because everybody don't think on the same level that you're thinking on. I'm thinking for the future of the children, your children, the children next door, the children down the street, our women down the street, our women next door, our women across the street. We always got to make sure what we're doing is going to benefit the future of our women and children because that's the future. We got some women that's a little rough on the edges, you know, and I got to admit that. We do. But look, don't allow that to stop you from doing what you need to do. Listen, we got about 90 seconds. You guys got the flow. And listen, I really, really enjoyed you guys. I always enjoy y'all. Talk to me.
I just want to say, everybody, man, let's be one with each other. That would make us one with the Most High. We are the children of Israel. God loves us, and he wants us to rise like never before. So how you say rise in Israel, you say qualm. And how you say Israel in Hebrew, you say qualm yasha'ala. So I'm going to say qualm yasha'ala. That means rise, and it's time for us to rise up. All praise to the Most High.
All right, hit me, Jerome.
Well, I second that. You know, that's
all right.
You know, I second that. That's all I can say.
But you know, that's a mouthful. But let's see. If we get with the Hebrew brothers and all the Hebrews and stuff, and we start teaching this and make sure that we're doing what we supposed to do. Look, we'll win this battle. You know, and then, look, this thing gonna get ugly pretty soon. You know, if crap break out, I just hope we have enough bullets to fulfill our obligation. Cause we using them all up on each other.
Man.
So on that note, Yep, yep. Thank you so much, Hebrew. Jerome, Malak, love
yes,
y'all. Love y'all. Love y'all. Tomorrow,
right,
1 o'clock, Paint Me to Paint Me. Yo, and listen, I'm so happy we won that Sambo thing that I don't even know what to tell y'all. That Sambo, you don't even know how good that made me feel. I can't even sit here and say how good it made me feel because I didn't think we was going to do it. I was just doing it, you know, to pull other people in, and I figured Houston would win, but we pulled it off. But listen, I love y'all. Gotta go. We'll talk soon. Every third Sunday, that my Hebrew brothers, and I'll remind y'all just to be sure, we'll talk soon. God bless y'all. All right now, it's going down.